let me show you this. This is a document from the sworn declaration of a 9/11 investigator with the Office of Military Commissions, part of the Department of Defense's Military Commissions Defense Organization. This document is dated July 20th, 2021. Now, it first appeared on a former Washington Post journalist Substack, Jeff Stein's Spy Talk. Now, before I go any further, have you heard anything new at all regarding the 9/11 investigation in the last 10 years? Anything? Have you heard anything about the newly discovered sworn declaration anywhere in the mainstream media? I saw it once. Maybe there's nothing to it. Well, I mean, nothing is probably a little too harsh. Just the allegation from multiple FBI agents that the CIA was running an illegal domestic spy agency inside the United States. The declaration says that the Saudis were being used as intermediaries to recruit Al-Qaeda operatives for the CIA. Quote, Al-Bawami was an intelligence, it could be Salami, I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, he was an intelligence officer in the employ of the Saudi government. He was, quote, directed to attempt to recruit two of the 9/11 hijackers at the Saudi consulate in Los Angeles. This declaration alleges the CIA knew the hijackers were inside the United States, and they wanted to work with them, to recruit them through an illegal domestic espionage operation, and hid everything from the FBI. This information just came out. Just came out. Does anybody find that interesting? Does anybody find it interesting that it's not everywhere in the mainstream media? I mean, the CIA was running illegal operations that accidentally led to the worst tragedy on American soil. I mean, that seems kind of newsworthy. Where's the curiosity from the press? Is it a problem of sourcing? Well, let's see. This account comes after the interviews of 11 ex-FBI agents, two ex-CIA agents, a CNN investigative journalist, former Deputy of National Security Advisor Richard Clark, and former Senator Bob Graham from Florida, a Democrat. He was the co-chair of Congress's joint inquiry into 9/11. I don't know. It's an amazing claim. It seems to have a lot of sources, but the media doesn't care.